As we've mentioned all morning, we're here at Muswellbrook Racecourse for the big cup meeting today, a half day off for the townsfolk. And we're
new beauty.
It's been a spectacular start to the day, an early start to the day for our next guest, Mark Smetzer, who has a very live chance in the Skeletar, which is a very good field from what I understand. The locals were telling me last night, TK. Welcome to the show, Mark.
Thank you.
Yeah, give us an update on Run Cannon Run and his chances today in the Skeletar.
Look, after his last prep, we give him a good spell because he doesn't handle the wet at all.
Right.
And, yeah, he had a really good spell, come back great, set him for that race here a few weeks ago. Obviously got the job done, and now he's been set for this.
So that was a victory on Melbourne Cup Day at the track.
Yes, correct.
Yeah, which is fantastic. And Skeletar, of course, is one of the most famous horses to ever come out of Muswellbrook, and this used to be Skeletar Park, so now it's Muswellbrook Race Club, but Skeletar Park, now Muswellbrook.
And that was a significant win for you as a trainer, wasn't it, Mark?
Yes, that was my 100th career winner.
100th win. So yeah, how long have you been training?
6 years.
Okay, that's a fine effort. And before that, jockey for a number of years?
Yeah, I rode for 13 years. I was always heavy.
Right.
So it limited me from pretty much day one. I remember sweating for my first ride, but fourth generation, you know, racing blood, so I was that's always the path I was going to take. And did it for as long as I could until I started letting owners and trainers down, not being able to ride all the time and, you know, the races. And then I, decided to buy a tried horse, and he's in demand, and he won first start for me. And then just kicked off from there.
Yeah. Then you're hooked.
And now you realise how hard a trainer's life is compared to a jockey's life, although, you know, it's hard sweating as a jockey and wasting as a jockey, but, geez, trainers work hard. You guys, it's 24-7, isn't it?
It is. It's more rewarding, but, I feel for the jockeys all the time now, like in the heat and, you know, losing 2 and 3 kilos all the time. Like, that's hard work, but, so is training. Like, you know, it's you don't get to switch off.
Yeah, you're a Muswellbrook local now. How's the move to the town been?
Yeah, great now. Settled in really well. Took a little bit to settle in and get more clients and that, because we had to leave some of the clients stayed in Canberra. So, just getting the routine of the horses up here and that compared to down there, it's worked out good now.
Well, wonderful. Really well. We're in the middle of horse heaven in so many ways here, aren't we, in the Hunter Valley? And there's about 24 trainers here and about 100 horses go around in the mornings at work. So it's a fantastic facilities with the 5 different tracks.
Oh, absolutely. Like Dwayne and Steve, they do a great job of the tracks. Like, you can just look at the course proper now. It's immaculate.
Perfect, isn't it?
Yeah. Our training tracks are great. Yeah, it's just nice and casual, and the horses settle in well, and it's a relaxed environment.
It's got a good feel about it. Yeah, a really good feel about it.
5 runners today. Your best chance, Run Cannon Run?
Yes, splitting hairs probably between Run Cannon Run, Wing Lao, and Love None. They're all solid chances.
Okay.
And Sister Joy in the last is a good each way chance as well. So
Sister Joy in the last.
Jatello's first start for me. He's drawn a little bit sticky for him. I would have loved him drawing a nice soft gate, and he would have had a nice run. He would have went well as well, but he'll be running on late.
And Mark, obviously establishing yourself, training horses is one thing, getting the horses, attracting clients is another thing. I know you're part of this sponsorship group here at the for the entire Muswellbrook Gold Cup Carnival.
Yes, absolutely. When we moved up here, we wanted to sign in the enclosure, so, you know, to do that we had to become a gold sponsor, and we were lucky enough to, you know, get all these packages and that to us, so it's great.
Good to be proactive.
Yeah, well, my wife, she got me on the front foot there, so she'll have to take all the credit.
Oh, mate, she will, from experience there, but you always got to listen to the wife.
That's right.
Always.
Well, that'd be great if you could win the Smetzer Racing Showcase, the last race with Sister Joy. You reckon it's an each-way chance as well?
She's a good, solid chance, and Run Cannon Run's owner and myself and my wife, we own her and my dad, so it will be fitting to win that. But, you know, Run Cannon Run's own Angus Wong and Albert Wong, they've been with me from day one, so it'd be good to win the main sprint with Run Cannon Run for him.
Yeah, fantastic. Good luck, Mark. Appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you. No worries.